And we'll welcome you back on the Sports Ticket on Kitty Country 94, kittycountry94.com. We're joined now by Joel Strukoff, the new head football coach of the Thunder Ridge Longhorns. Joel, thanks for taking the time to join us here and talk about the new gig. Obviously, we're familiar with each other from your days in high school, and you're running around now as an assistant track coach and head coach with the powerlifting team. But kind of give us an idea of how the process went for you to be able to take over this new job at your alma mater as the head football coach.
Well, it all started this last summer. I came back and needed to do an internship for college and came back and talked to Jeff Yoxwell about possibly doing an internship for powerlifting or running the summer weights. So we started with that, and then it kind of went from there to asking if I wanted to be an assistant football coach, and then we kind of got to talking a little more, and he had a para position open while I finished up school, so I decided to sign on with school there to be a para. And then also, as you said, assistant track coach. And then I ended up being the head strength and conditioning powerlifting coach as well. So it's been a process, but, I mean, this is where I've always wanted to be, and I'm glad this is where I got led back to.
You talk about being led back there to home, to Kensington, and I mean, the story that people probably heard when we broke the news that you were the head coach, and obviously you have all those records that you set in the state of Kansas, but I know you're most proud of the fact that your team won a state championship your senior year. When you look back at that time, and as you said, you're excited to come back, what does this all mean in the grand scheme of things?
In the grand scheme of things, I'm just thankful that I get to come back to the place that I love. Always appreciated being here, and this is always where I've wanted to be. I mean, I didn't picture being a head coach, you know, so early, but in the ultimate scheme of things, I always wanted to be back in my hometown, whether it be coaching or whatever it was. Regarding the state championships, it was nice to win a state championship, and it'd be nice to coach and win a state championship as well at Thunder Ridge. I mean, I don't know, you know, that'd be ultimate goals, but we'll see how that goes.
If you look at people out there, you brought up something that I was going to bring up, that you're still pretty young to be a head coach in this realm, and you're only 6 years now from being graduated from high school, and you're just now graduated from Fort Hays as well. And I guess, what would you say to those people maybe that are kind of wondering what kind of coach you can be at this age?
I'm thinking what I bring to the table is these, you know, I've been with these kids from the summer, and they all respect me. They, you know, I've earned their respect, and I'm going to bring some of what I learned from high school to these kids. I had a great coach in Jerry Voorhees, taught me a great structure, and, you know, I've been in talks with him as well. You know, he will be my resource along the way. Brent Overmiller, Kirby Rust, great guys, great football coaches, and they laid a great structure for me as a young individual to take over here and gave me some of the knowledge I needed to hopefully get things where I want them, and I don't think I'll have any problems with my age.
You know, we're talking with new head coach Joel Strukoff of the Thunder Ridge Longhorn football team. Kind of going back, you mentioned Jerry Voorhees, and I know when you first started high school football that Jerry's a run-first type of guy. That's how he likes to play football. And then those next 2 years, he found a quarterback that could really throw the football around, and it was a little bit different offense. And then your senior year, you kind of went back to that running style. What's the Joel Strukoff philosophy? Are you going to be more heavy run, or do you want to mix things up?
I think I will be adapting to the athletes is how I'm going to look at it.
Sure.
Whatever we've got that year, whether it be, you know, this was a thing that Jerry, you know, Jerry was a run-first guy, but when he had to adapt, you know, we didn't have the big, heavy-set linemen like we needed to run that power-heavy offense in 2 years. So we switched to that, you know, a little bit more pass attack, and that's kind of looking like what we may have to do here, run a little bit of the spread and spread things out, get some one-on-one situations, but basically I'm going to base the offense on what type of athletes I have. I don't have any set formations that we're going to just stay in all the time. We're going to kind of go all over the place, and depending on what athletes we have per year, we'll kind of see what we've got and go with different formations each year probably, unless we can establish something that really works and we keep those type of athletes in the school.
moving forward, you mentioned that you were kind of an assistant coach this year too, and know some of those guys that were on that staff. Are you planning on having some of those guys back and being part of the staff?
Yeah, Dylan Coombs was the lineman coach this year, and he will for sure be back. And the other position is kind of up in the air right now. I have a few candidates that I would like to have on, or one that I would like to have on, and we'll see how things go. Within the week, we should know whether or not that other candidate will be on the coaching staff with me. It's somebody that I played with that's familiar with what I want to do, and I think that has the same philosophy as I do, and I think ultimately will be the final piece of the puzzle to help us get what type of offense we want established and how we want things ran here.
What do you think about the group that you have back? 2-7 last year, but man, you could see the difference in improvements that they made from beginning to end of the season and really started developing quite a bit. You only had 3 seniors on that group, so you got a pretty big group with some pretty good experience coming back.
I think we've got a great, great group of young gentlemen here at Thunder Ridge right now. The record didn't really reflect the type of talent we have here. There is talent here. The group works extremely hard. Hardworking young men. I couldn't ask for a better group to start with, honestly. I mean, we've got talent coming up, and we've got talent in the ranks right now. I'm just really excited to see what we can do this year, and I feel like we could do some big things this year with the group of young men we have. We've got a nice returning core group, and we're bringing up some young men that could help us right away as well. So I think we should do pretty good this year on returning talent and talent coming up.
How much has it helped you, the fact that you're the powerlifting and strength coach, to kind of get to know these kids and have that season of football as well as you make the transition?
I think the summer internship for my strength and conditioning helped me a ton. You know, a lot of these kids I knew somewhat, but I didn't know them on a personal level. And this last summer, I got to know each and every one of them pretty well and what type of individuals they are. I got to mold them kind of how I want to mold them and, you know, build them up through. Weights are a huge and important part of football today. Without weights, you know, you're kind of a little bit behind people. And it seems that strength and conditioning is what makes a team above another team. You know, you can have the athletes, but if you don't have the strength and conditioning part of it, you just seem to not be on the level you need to win a bunch of ball games. And I feel like these kids have taken to what I've got and what I know about the weight room and have really bloomed from it, and we should see big improvements this year.
Joel Struckoff, the new head football coach of the Thunder Ridge football team, their Longhorns. Joel, thanks for taking the time for joining us here, and we'll look forward to chatting with you throughout the football season. Best of luck, and thanks again for taking the time to join us.
Appreciate it, Dusty, as always.